You're listening to the Business Jacking Podcast, the business podcast that lets you hack great business ideas, strategies, and techniques from business experts from different industries. Hi there, and welcome to the Business Jacking Podcast from Q&E Software. Today's podcast is about how to get your business COVID ready. This is the last episode of the four-part cash flow series, so make sure you listen to the first three episodes to be up to date. And now, let's hear it from Mr. Patrick Lua.
Okay, our first question is coming from PAMA President, Ma'am Lolita Tang. Her question is, do you think it is wise to suspend hiring now during COVID-19 crisis? And if we hire, can we base hiring decisions based on video interviews?
All right. Yes, Madam President, thanks for your questions. I think by looking at your questions, I can see that you are a person who treasure people very much. Okay. Because I'm sure other people are talking about cash questions, but you're talking about people. All right. In fact, I totally agree with you whether should we suspend or not. But to me, we are still continuing hiring people. Because as I say, business is driven by people. All right. So hiring is continuous. Because if your business is still sustaining, if your business still stand a chance, all right, to be able to be around even after ECQ, you got to have people around. Good people, I mean. All right. People could be in terms of headcounts. All right. But headcounts doesn't mean they are talents. What we need is talent. All right. So you need talents to drive your business, especially this critical time. Especially this critical time, whether can they respond to your request? Can they work with you? Can they work in line with your core value? Can they actually put themselves in your shoes to understand that business are now facing the toughest time probably in the entire history since incorporation of a business? So people hiring, I would say, please do not stop. All right. And those employees who lose their job, please do not be despair. Okay. There are still good people, good employer out there. All right. Make sure that you write a good profile of yourself. Okay. Make sure you continue to cooperate with your existing employer and be more helpful, taking initiative. That's important. And then the second part of it is, can we do a video interview? I say, yes, of course. Because why? We can see the expression of each other. All right. Other than facial expression, we can always get reference. All right, we can always call the ex-employer, okay, or the existing employer if they have not left the workforce. We get the referee to see how well they are doing in the existing job environment. So I'm sure that since with this all this Zoom, Skype, you know, all that, or even Webex, these are all good tools for us to actually keep in touch. So recruitment should not stop. All right, I'm sure there are good bosses, good employer, they still treasure people, all right? And there are still a lot of good people out there waiting for opportunity, okay? So I think my sharing is here. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you, sir, Patrick. Okay, so I guess, yes, we can still hire using online video, right, interview. I remember I was interviewed by our CEO using Skype before. Shout out to our CEO, Mr. Wilkinson Sam. Hi, sir. Okay, another question, one of our top questions from Ma'am Lolita again of our PAMA President. If a company does not have a minimum of 3 months cash reserves, what cutting cost would you recommend? Or would you recommend to just close it down and reopen when the pandemic is over?
Okay, this is another hot question, I must say, Madam President. Okay, if we do not have 3 months cash flow, what can we do now? Actually, there are a few things we can explore. I think number one, talk to your banker. All right, talk to your banker and see whether your bank has got any financial assistance, depending on your business model. Because some businesses are just temporarily disrupted, okay, but not permanently disturbed. So temporarily disrupted means they are just probably now they cannot go so-called online or they cannot do a retail kind of business now. But they are viable because they have good quality of customer. All right, they have good quality of customer, like for example, developers or contractors or even advertising firms. All right, so you must look into the bank. The banks should look into the quality of the customer. All right, so that's number one. And then other than that, we can always look into the government initiatives. Okay, can we defer? okay, defer taxes, you know, defer some of those costs and negotiate with your suppliers, all right? And then talk to your customer, see whether you can recover partial payment. So this is about putting yourself, you know, back to the same level of talking frequency with your vendors, with your supplier and customer. Because probably in the past, many bosses has not met their customer for the past, I don't know, N years, many years back. Mm-hmm. So it is about time for bosses to give your customer a call, give your supplier a call, personal call. And of course, it's always good to have a Zoom meeting with them if they are reachable, Zoom. Then from there, I think giving that kind of touch, giving that kind of, you know, a personal touch, I think this is good for cost or cash conserving kind of negotiation. And then whether you want to close down your shop or close down your business, I think that is a bigger decision. My view is, if you have not been able to see that you are in the U or the V curve, and you are in the L-shaped recovery curve, which is probably the so-called the hospitality sector, okay? And you may want to probably be able to so-called a temporary layoff. Okay, temporarily, you may want to get your staff to say, okay, I can't sustain your payroll. You may go off for a while. Go off for 3 months. Do whatever you want. But 3 months later, when things get back, okay, people are more confident in coming back, okay, to spend. Okay, coming back to travel. Like, for example, resort. All right, resort, I'm sure that in the future, it's still going to be a good place to visit, because people will be willing to travel and they are dying or wanting to go and travel again. But now is a critical time. They want to stay home. They want to stay away. So temporarily, you may want to think of lay off your staff, get them to do whatever they want now. Okay, and then later when they reopen your resort or reopen your hotel, ask them to come back. All right. So whether you want to close your shop or not, you got to depend whether how is your team and how is your future forecast. Your forecasting is important. All right. And of course, you must also think of whether your competitor, are they still around? If your competitor is not there anymore, the market is there, but the supply is only that few. If most of your competitor, they close and they go off, if you are the last to stand, I'm sure 3 months later, you will be the one to do much better than before. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you must think about that future. Okay? Don't think about it now. Now everyone suffer. Okay, now it's about cash conserving. Now it's about thinking a short-term measure, but for future perspective, future opportunity. All right? So this is another thing that we can explore. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. So the key is empowering our team and proper planning. Okay, next we have from Ms. Clarissa Alquinto. What type of recovery is foreseen for services sector such as construction companies?
Okay, Ms. Clarissa, I think construction is challenging, I might say. Challenging means L, all right? It can be U. It depends on how you transform. We were just talking about this yesterday with one of our V-Stage group, because I'm also the V-Stage member. We have this so-called CEO group, a private one. Okay, let me share my view on this. Okay, construction, it depends on whether you are doing a mega project. The government, okay, you're doing it for the government, probably your construction company is still probably okay, because government wants to restart. They want to pump in money to stimulate the economy. So if you're doing mega project, probably you are probably the first to probably be able to restart your business or restart your construction, because government wants to pump in money to make sure that the employment market, the money flows. All right, it depends on whether this mega project is the preferred item in the agenda of the budget of the country's budget. If you are a mid-size or a small size, you may want to talk to your developer. Okay, you may want to redo your profile. Okay, you may want to enlarge and amplify your specialty. Okay, what you are good at. Okay, what are the value-add services you can provide? Okay, what are the things that you can do best? Okay, you need to stand out. You got to stand out from your competitor. So you need to redo your profile in order for you to be able to stand out. Then if you are a small-time contractor, like for example, you're doing, say, for developers, okay, you're building, say, 100, 200 houses. So now maybe the project cannot start because of certain so-called the MOH, the Ministry of Health, measure that you must do tests, lah. You must do this, do that before you can start. So you may have issues about this. Then you may want to look into a small-scale, what we call that, construction. You may want to look into the people who can afford, okay, to so-called, they may want to get married or move house. They may want to have, a better house because they still have budget. Because I must say, if they are rich people, they will continue to be okay because they are at the top tier. All right, but what if they are at the middle level? Maybe they are also affected because of their employment status. But if people who are doing business, they have investment or they have income from many sources, they are only disrupted in a minor portion. But they still have budget. They may have this purchasing power or they have this will to spend. So you may want to look for this group of people. So what I suggest is that make sure your Facebook or make sure your Instagram, upload your company profile with beautiful page, beautiful photo of your past project. Okay, tell people that you are able to take up small scale project. Okay, like bungalow, like semi-D and all that, or even condominiums. Okay, so you must tell people what you can do. So you must expose yourself on the social media. All right, mm-hmm. These are some of those things that you can think about. So think out of the box. Okay, think out of the box and see what the market needs. Go for the needs of the market. Okay, not about what you can do, but go for what the market needs. I think this is important. All right, thank you.
You're still listening to the Business Jacking podcast brought to you by Q&E Software, the leading accounting and payroll software provider in Southeast Asia. With Q&E Accounting Software, you can now streamline all your financial reports into one powerful system and increase your team's efficiency while working remotely. Hurry! And don't miss the 60 days free accounting software license. For Philippines, go to www.qne.com.ph. While for Malaysia, go to www.qne.com.my. And for Myanmar, go to www.qne.com.mm.
Are there ideal ratios depending on the industry and can you provide?
Okay, this is question number two.
Second to the lesser question.
Okay, are there ideal ratio depending on the industry? Can you provide? Okay, good. Miss Laris Sasa, I think are there any ideal ratio? I would say ratios can apply to different situations. It depends on what you're looking at. If your business is more like a retail, okay, or if your business is more like a service, so it depends on whether you are in the retail business or are you in the service sector, okay, and whether you are warehousing or whether you are in the export or import business. So ratios applies across the board. Okay, there's no perfect shoe to fit all. Okay, so it depends on your business model. It depends on what you're looking at. Okay, certain business they have high margin. So when they have high margin, they're not so worried about their so-called profitability ratio. They are more about collection. All right. So your liquidity ratio will be your key. Okay. So if you are into, say, wholesaling is large volume, but margin very little. Then you may want to look into your stock, your inventory ratios. Okay. Meaning you want to have a just-in-time system. You may want to have a very good relationship with your supplier. So, for example, you may not want to stock up. Okay, you may just want to have a real-time delivery system. So, the ratio they're looking at, probably you're going to focus on your inventory. Okay, you're probably going to focus on your suppliers, the creditor turnover period. Okay, so these are the different sectors that you can think about. So, maybe if you join our seminar or workshop, we can actually share more. We can actually explore more. What are the ratio which is good for retail? What are the ratio that is good for warehousing? Or what are the ratio that is good for services? Right. So these are the things that we can think about. Thank you so much for the question, Jesse.
Thank you. And if I may add, you can also use Q&A accounting system. It also includes liquidity ratio on our system, so you can easily identify. Okay, so for our last question, we will be picking it from, or we'll be getting it from our Facebook viewers.
Right.
Okay, from Ms. Evangeline Adelino Samala, do you think it is still wise to invest into business nowadays? If yes, what business product will be more in demand?
Okay, I am sure that investment doesn't stop here. All right, there are a lot more people looking into opportunities. Okay, if you say because of COVID, certain people will stop doing something, I must say there are a lot more people doing other things. Okay, so something may stop, something may come up. So this is a shift. Okay, there's a shift of strategy, there's a shift of focus, because the resources is always there, but it depends on who is now holding the resources. So if now you have excess cash, or you have been very careful, and you have been for the past 6 months or even past 12 months, you have not been doing any major investment, you are conserving cash, then I must say congratulations. Now is your time to wait or to observe or to access or even to do homework. Okay? Don't go and hear and listen. Do your own homework. Okay? Study their past record. And of course, you look at what I just shared. Okay? Those industry that's under the V shape. Okay? Probably those are your preferred industry that you want to invest. Okay, whether you want to buy the company or you want to buy the company share or you want to buy in terms of the equity market. Okay, these are some of those things. And then if you talk about company in the U-shape or L-shape, then you must understand whether this L-shape or U-shape company, are they cash rich? Are they cash rich even though their business model is affected, but are they cash rich? If they are cash rich, they can actually transform themselves very quickly. So it's not just that you are in the L shape means you are dead. No. It's about how fast you respond and how well you adapt and transform. If company with cash reserve, but their business model is affected, they may have cash to acquire new sector or even extend or integrate their entire supply chain. So as I say, yes, cash is king. Data is also important. And important, you must see whether this company has got good people. If you know the business owner himself, or you know that the business owner has been doing a lot of so-called social work, and you know that this owner himself is a good manager, or rather a good leader in terms of the corporate world, then you not just only invest in business, you are investing on the management, all right? You're investing on the people who lead the business. I think this is more important. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, so it is clear. It doesn't based on the of which business sector you belong, and it's up to your team on which B shape of or which shape of recovery will be applicable to your company. Okay, because some people are asking also. I saw there are questions that if it was the predicted shape. Does it mean it will be applied? Do everybody know? Of course, it will depend on your team as well. So, Sir Patrick, thank you very much. We have a lot of questions, guys. I'll try to do something on how can I make Sir Patrick answer all those questions. But all I can say is please stay tuned and follow and like QNE's Facebook page. If Sir Patrick will allow me, I will post all the answer to your questions on our Facebook page. Okay, yes, so... please follow QNE's Facebook page and stay tuned.
Thank you for listening and watch out for more episodes only here in the Business Jacking Podcast by QNE Software, the leading accounting and payroll software provider in Southeast Asia.